Begin with a word of prayer. And Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that he has come into this earth. He has laid down his life for sin. And so today we can think about the forgiveness of sins. We would ask for blessing and help as we would look at the word of God and bless each of you listening today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Our first reading is going to be Isaiah 6. And I'm just going to read verse 5. These are the words of Isaiah, a prophet in the Old Testament. And he says, "Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips."
Isaiah 6 verse?
Yes, Isaiah 6 verse 5.
Right. So, ating basahin sa aklat ng Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. Sinabi ko, kawawa ako sapagkat ako ay isang makasalanan at mula sa isang lahing makasalanan. Mapapahamak ako sapagkat nakita ko ang hari, si Yahweh ang makapangyarihan sa lahat.
And our second reading is Psalm chapter 32. Psalm chapter 32, verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
At sa aklat ng awit, chapter 32, verse 1. Mapalad ang taong pinatawad na ang kasalanan, at pinatawad rin sa kanyang mga pagsalangsang.
I've just been thinking of these two expressions in the last few days.
At ang sabi ni Teacher Daryl ay kanyang pinag-iisipan ang dalawang talatang ito sa Biblia.
The first verse we have read is a man who realizes the seriousness of his sin.
At sa unang talata na ating binasa ay ating nakita ang isang lalaki na ikinukonsidera ang kanyang pagkakaroon ng kasalanan.
And the second verse we read was a man who has the joy of knowing his sins forgiven.
At sa ikalawang talata naman na ating binasa ay ating nakita ang isang lalaki na nagkaroon ng kaligayahan dahil pinatawad ang kanyang kasalanan.
In our first reading, we read of Isaiah. He was a great prophet in the Old Testament time.
At sa ating unang talata, si Isaias ay isang marangal na propeta ng kanyang kapanahunan.
And in chapter 6, he relates to the people how that he had come to see his standing before God.
At sa mga talatang ating binasa ay pinakita ni Isaias ang kanyang katayuan sa harapan ng Diyos.
Sometimes there are events in our life that make us to think on spiritual things, and this was the case in Isaiah's life.
May mga panahon na sa ating buhay ay ating iniisip ang mga ating kalagayang espiritual. At ito ang mga pangyayari sa propetang si Isaias.
And Isaiah says that in the year of one of the reigns of the kings, in the year of that Uzziah the king died, it seems like it was a voice to Isaiah.
At marahil nang sa pagpapahayag ni propetang Isaias na narinig niya ang tinig ng Diyos ng mga taon na mamatay si Haring Uzziah.
Uzziah had been a great king in Israel, but had lifted up his heart in pride, and he died as a leprous man.
Uzziah ay isang hari ng Israel. Siya ay isang hari, subalit siya ay naging palalo at siya ay pinarusahan ng Diyos at siya ay namatay na isang ketongin.
It seems that this perhaps was a voice to Isaiah, at least in the fact that it happened the same year.
At marahil ito ay paalaala kay Isaiah sapagkat ito ay nangyari parehong taon.
And Isaiah has a vision, whether it was a dream or whether it was a vision, and he got a glimpse of the holy God of heaven.
Isaias ay nagkaroon ng isang pangitain at kanyang nakita ang banal na Diyos ng kalangitan.
And in his vision, he saw the holiness of God and some of the creatures that moved in heaven, and it really spoke to Isaiah.
At sa kanyang pangitain ay nakita niya ang kabanalan ng Diyos at ang ibang mga nilalang na naroroon sa kalangitan, at ito ay nangusap kay Isaias.
We too often forget about God's holiness, how holy His character is, and sometimes we don't think about that.
Marahil tayo ay hindi natin iniisip kung gaano kabanal ang Panginoong Diyos.
Well, Isaiah got this glimpse of who God really is, and it shook him right to his inner being, right to his core.
Balit si Isaiah ay nakita niya ang kabanalan at kagitingan ng Diyos, at ito ay nangusap o nagpakaba sa kanyang kalooban.
And as Isaiah thinks about the holiness of God, he considers his own sinful condition.
Sapagkat nakita ni Isaias ang kabanalan ng Diyos, ay naisip niya ang kanyang pagiging makasalanan.
And Isaiah uses an expression that we don't use a lot now, but he says, "Woe is me."
At sinabi ni Isaias sa kanyang sarili, marahil ito ay hindi na natin ginagamit ang mga salitang ito na kawawa ako.
And I'm not even sure if we have an English equivalent in English, let alone in Tagalog. But the idea is the misery, the sorrow, the anguish because of my sin.
Marahil ang katumbas ng mga salitang wo sa Tagalog ay ang kawawa, o ito ay nagbibigay ng pakiramdam ng pagkaawa.
And Isaiah gets a true glimpse of who he is, and he realizes, I am a sinful man. I am sinful. I am far from God.
At napagtanto ni Isaiah na siya ay isang makasalanan at siya ay malayo sa Diyos.
Thankfully, we don't have to stop there. Isaiah, he, because of a sacrifice that had been laid on the altar, he understood that his sins could be taken away.
At hindi tayo at marahil tayo ay hindi titigil sa mga pagkakataong iyon, sapagkat si Isaiah kanyang napagtanto na dahil sa alay na nasa altar ay magkakaroon siya o maaaring siya ay mapatawad sa kanyang mga kasalanan.
When Isaiah realized the seriousness of his sin, when he acknowledged his sin before God, he heard the message, "Your sin and iniquity is taken away; it has been purged."
At marahil ay nang makita ni Isaiah ang kabanalan ng Diyos, ay kanyang napagtanto at naisip na siya ay makasalanan, Subalit ang kanyang kasalanan ay maaaring mapatawad at maaaring alisin.
Well, the second place we read is now, it is not Isaiah, this is King David. And he writes, the happiness is, oh, happy is the person whose sin is forgiven.
At sa ikalawang talatang ating binasa ay hindi na si Isaias kung hindi si Haring David ng kanyang isulat na siya ay nasisiyahan at siya ay maligaya at mapalad na ang kanyang kasalanan ay pinatawad.
David had sinned terribly and he realized it, he confessed it to God, and now he understands there is provision for my sin is taken away.
Si Haring David ay ating mababasa sa ibang mga talata sa Biblia at masasabi nating na siya ay nagkaroon ng napakalaking kasalanan sa Diyos. Subalit kanya ring naisip na ang kanyang kasalanan ay maaaring mapatawad.
And David writes these words, oh, how happy is the person whose sin has been forgiven.
At kanyang isinulat na napakaligaya ng isang taong ang kasalanan ay pinatawad o inalis na.
And so this morning, or this afternoon, this evening, whatever our time zone is, I'm still not 100% sure which time zone I am in. These two thoughts, the terribleness of our sin and the forgiveness of our sin.
At maaaring sa ating, sa araw na ito ay ating pag-iisipan ang pagiging terrible ng isang kasalanan at ang pagkakaroon ng kapatawaran ng kasalanan.
If your sins have never been forgiven, if you've never considered the seriousness of your sin, then you are like Isaiah before Isaiah chapter 6.
At kung ang inyong kasalanan ay hindi napatawad o hindi niyo naisip ang inyong kasalanan, maaaring kayo ay maging katulad ni Isaias.
And maybe you've never really thought how serious your sin is. Well, Isaiah was faced with it. He came face to face with it and realized how serious his sin was before God.
Maaring hindi niyo naisip ang kaseryosohan ng inyong kasalanan. Subalit si Isaias ay kanyang nakita ang pagkakaroon ng kasalanan ay isang seryoso at ang kanyang katayuan sa harapan ng Diyos.
The Bible makes it very clear that even today you and I are in our sin. Romans, I think, 3 and 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
At napakaliwanag sa mga salita ng Diyos sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 3, verse 23, ay nagsasaad na ang lahat ay nagkasala at walang sino mang nakaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos.
But today, you could know the forgiveness of sins. That is why the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth.
Subalit ngayon, kung inyong naririnig kayo ay maaaring magkaroon ng kapatawaran sa inyong mga kasalanan dahilan ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay.
Isaiah understood that there was an animal sacrifice and because of it his sins could be covered, they could be taken away.
Sa panahon ni Isaias ay nag-aalay sila ng mga hayop upang mapatawad ang kanilang kasalanan.
Well, today we are not telling you about an animal sacrifice. We are telling you about the sacrifice of Christ, a far greater sacrifice, and He died for the sin of the world.
Subalit ngayon ay hindi namin na iuutos na kayo ay magkaroon ng alay na mga hayop sapagkat ang alay ng Panginoong Jesus ay mas mahalaga kaysa mga alay ng hayop nang siya ay namatay at ibinuhos ang kanyang dugo.
And so our message today is that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross.
At ang mensahe namin sa araw na ito na ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay sa krus.
John the Baptist said he came to take away the sin of the world.
At si Juan Bautista ay nagsasaad na ang Panginoong Yesus ay naparito upang alisin ang kasalanan ng sanlibutan.
There's a story in the New Testament of a woman who was a sinful woman.
At mayroong isang kwento sa Bagong Tipan patungkol sa isang babaeng makasalanan.
And after she came in contact with the Lord Jesus, he says, her sins, which are many, are forgiven.
At nang siya ay makaharap niya ang Panginoong Yesus, ay ipinahayag sa kanya ng Panginoon na ang kanyang mga kasalanan, bagamat marami, ito ay maaaring mapatawad.
And so today, your sins could be forgiven by putting your trust, accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
At ngayon, ang inyong mga kasalanan ay mapapatawad kung inyong tatanggapin ang Panginoong Jesus, kayo'y magtitiwala at tatanggapin siya bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas.
And so just to summarize the two expressions we have read, Isaiah says, woe is me because of my sin.
At sa pagbubuod ng ating mga pahayag sa araw na ito, sinabi ni Isaiah, kawawa ako sapagkat ako ay isang makasalanan.
But David says to us, the blessedness or the happinesses of the person whose sins are forgiven.
At si David ay nagpahayag na siya ay mapalad at maligaya dahil pinatawad na ang kanyang mga kasalanan.
Those of us here today who have had our sins forgiven, we're not perfect.
At sa mga taong nakikinig ngayon, masasabi namin na tayo na kami ay hindi perpekto.
But we know the joy and the peace and the satisfaction that comes from knowing our sins are forgiven because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done at Calvary.
Subalit alam namin ang pagkakaroon ng kaligayahan at pagkakaroon ng kapayapaan sapagkat ang aming mga kasalanan ay pinatawad.
So thank you for listening, and we are going to close in prayer. Our Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that the message is still going out concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he has died for sin. We thank thee for the one who has had compassion on the sinner and gave his life for us. And so we pray that anyone on this call who has not yet had their sins forgiven would do so even today. Ask for thy blessing. Give help to all of us in the activities of the day. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.